Brian Cunningham is a guard at Waupun, where an inmate spit blood at him while he was taking him to a segregation unit. He told an assembly corrections committee what it was like explaining the situation to his wife and family.
I was significantly exposed, and now for the next six months to a year, Dad doesn't really want to get too close to you guys because I don't know what I could have until the tests come back. That was one of my special days.
Cunningham says more than 2,000 inmates in Wisconsin prisons have hepatitis C and more than 100 are infected with HIV. Stanley prison guard Troy Bach asked legislators to pass a right-to-know law to protect guards and their families.
I believe that the staff that work in direct contact with those inmates have a right to know what it is that they're dealing with or being exposed to, not only so that they can take the necessary precautions, but if there's signs or symptoms in our health or the health of our family, that we at least have a starting point to refer to our doctors or physicians as to where this possibly could have came from or what we've been exposed to.
During an hour of testimony, guards also complained about overcrowding in the prisons and a lack of training, especially for newly hired guards. Representative Scott Suter says his committee will address both concerns with legislation in the coming months. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.